Pichu here. To see the truth is suddenly a lot of things are not new as much as reruns of past history just advanced more extreme. Things truly did not just come out of nowhere as much as perhaps people were living in caves and didn't know the itty-gritty on modern history. Which isn't that surprising as some of it was seeking to hide itself into the obscure on purpose, yet otherwise truly a lot of things are not new other than advancing farther than it had formerly. Clarity is not only hideous, it is pretty damn redundant. It's the same game pretty much all too much just like it was before in many ways that even back then leaned into the same head games. As a person with a real hue of complex PTSD, it is amazing how often this hypervigilance leans in my favor. I am already through the looking glass of what many may only now be starting to awaken to because my hypervigilance was alarmed right from the start. Positive psychology is a lot like what they would teach a person in preschool kindergarten, and it's so real in objective terms. The true pans may not be those that integrate the child as much as those who expel it, that become dysregulated in the denial of its very existence. In objective terms, the pirate would be the dysregulated, all too soft, set off by minor things massive lamer, and a person who integrates childlike nature would be way harder self-controlled and with far more metacognition. In Ravenloft, the concept the domain lords are cursed isn't high magic woo as much as it embodies true-to-life principles that you don't really achieve many goals through such backwards and healthy avenues. Because many things when truly found are with inner keys, even with highest success, are still always so distant to anything they aspire, and it's so real even everyday people in this culture may be lost from lacking common sense to healthy human nature, which more examples things they would teach and to suggest to those in preschool kindergarten like caring, altruism and more. AI cannot contextualize or frame things so real even in highest halls, it needs trained analysts to wait and observe what it is doing. To humanize AI is an egregious mistake, and it thrives in making up things as it goes along as much as anything. Powerful AI is often trained towards very simple repetitive tasks, and that is the common vision behind big curtains in terms it is just the same old crap even as far as vintage. It really shouldn't be that surprising because many tradesmen thrive and have cult followings to very old tools because they did the job so effectively. Just like so many playbooks are not new, the real path forward is likely found in hippies, and it is alarming this isn't more obvious to people in greater numbers. Something forgiving is that the past worlds had lived through things far worse than anybody could imagine, so in that got pretty damn sophisticated recipes woven into the DNA of good old hippie crap, maybe things oceanic. Even how people may be seeking to subvert war and idealistic movements and have been promoting cynicism and division within medias may not be new as well. Just to make things clear, Ilya Pavlik would have preferred a Cold War approach in unifying people under the same banner versus something like Russia. A lot of things are not new, and in such kind of what is most alarming about what is going on so many levels. It is very hard to say what is going to occur when people do very factually dump things, other than it will be pretty bad outcomes. Yet what sort of chaos emerges or strange things come out of nowhere as a result is pretty impossible to say. There could be shocking things that end up in WikiLeaks, there could be another pandemic, they could lose the ball of the narrative where feeding the far right may lead to Frankenstein monster conspiracy theories growing out of control. Not even Russia played a role in forming as much gamers came up with on their own. Why so many from Gen Z support all this is distorted as the sky is blue obvious, everybody loses that in objective terms things turn on them as much as any other. The most boring thing to say is this is just cultural decline and a pattern many cultures have taken before. The USA became the British Empire and now nosedives for the small world, and how detached and narcissistic the wealthy almost always become in these late-stage capitalism scenarios. In objective terms, I would say most people grew far too idealistic and lost vision of political realism, to which jerks would do something like this, or it was very important for the legal system to stay strong so the richest couldn't overhaul it was damn obvious. The most dreadful aspect is the level of technology, because what would have been formerly just the same old rise and fall of cultures now becomes far more dangerous. In many ways, humanity should never had technology advance that far, because techno-optimism doesn't produce very optimistic outcomes. I sure as hell am leaning towards a realist lens, because it quickly enters an abyss enough to give a person a headache just as existential terror. In my personal opinion, what Niccolo Machiavelli means is that balanced people need to be pretty assertive, because jerks and psychopaths are in abundance otherwise. Not that being a jerk or psychopath is wisdom, far rather it's wisdom to be assertive, because such does exist in such abundance. The irony is that people have been here before, where in its own time Nixon had people crawling up the walls just as leaving masses destroyed in its reckless wake. The realist says humanity is shit. And the idealist says the wealthy do control the government everywhere, yet perhaps the masses somehow are better people and things could evolve grander. However, there is no defense to the division and reckless destruction Gen Z is seeking to advance other than it will destroy themselves. A realist understands the world is fucked so real they get how destructive that destruction really is, just as so commonly destruction leads to oppressive regimes than making life better for anybody. Maybe Sam Van is right, despite I can't frame it that well. I can get psychopathy, yet narcissism, no matter how simple the vision may be, in reality somehow eludes me all too often. I knew narcissism was a toxic psychology, sorta like Dunning-Kruger is so often misused, yet perhaps narcissism just is nebulous, cryptic and weird. As Niccolo Machiavelli put it, those who seek liberation often just find new forms of dictatorship. It's not really that exact quote, but the rough idea. It is not as if narcissism doesn't exist, I have seen real people lose themselves to it, and it can have pretty comical buffoon outcomes. There is no mistake, this is late-stage capitalism rightly getting worse, yet I guess it examples a sucker is born every minute. Factually, if people believe anything about this regime is going to improve lives for everyday people even remotely. Heck, they even said openly they are taking $900 billion out of healthcare to attack video gamers, which is by far the very group supporting all this form to start to begin with. I can hear ChatGPT from old past conversations yelling at me about you got the machinery, but what are you going to do now? The strong man feels in touch to the divine, and a mistake is on some level you do too, as in life does not operate in those terms. I guess there is a degree of ego death within my tier level of impairment. In my past trumps with the psychedelic and metaprogramming the nervous system, I am sorta already dead in a way. Especially because entire networks of my brain are severely damaged. What does it feel like to be Julia from Sesame Street? As it feels a lot like what it looks like, a mindless blank stare of nothing. You sorta wish there would be more going on, yet I got insight there just isn't. I am partially there enough to confirm it. It is in many ways two-dimensional. In the stages of the analyst, the abyss never ends. It is eternal Ravenloft. It is just the synthesis. You happen to take it within the moment. Move out of the USA is an idea I hear many people leaning towards. Well, within realism, as real as the UK is taking the same downturn, how long can a person run before there is nowhere left to go? It would take a pretty damn wealthy person to relocate every 10 years as they watch every single government system fall in a patchwork. Out about smoke a bowl of DMT and embrace the end of all things, and somehow seeing how it all ends makes embracing the infinite void a bit easier. Techno-optimism was wrong. The US experiment failed. What's left? Perhaps addressing the very thing humanity hid from the very start, and that is a void of nothing. There was said to be a near-Earth asteroid today, and well, perhaps the next one connects, doing a hard reset like the dinosaurs. Well, the birth rate most likely drops like a stone is just damn understated. I think the most cynical doubt thing is just the direction of the curve. To which I have heard confirmed that very vision can lead to a lot of bad things is understated, and it is leading to governments across the world acting very crass and unsavory immoral. To see that in metaphor, Niccolo Machiavelli is like Charles Darwin, where it's just observing the patterns of life and nature, where to see much idealism beyond it is a sheltered cave, is pretty dismal. I am right at where Bustamante was leaning into things, in that you sorta need be your strongest out of survival. I did know that Bustamante was in the military war environments that put aside a lot of depth and feelings. In fact, my relationship relatable resonance point with Bustamante might be the hypervigilance. It's possible if things carry forward, the USA joins BRICS as China and Russia helps them overtake the people, to which if you're embracing their systems of government sorta like G7 China summit, it might be a possible Kissingerian move at that point. In a way, for lack of better words, Omega and Alpha have a lot of relationship point crossovers. They both carry a cynical just fucking do it aspect, yet one is carry forward passion and the other is giving up entirely. And as I base jump, as I have done many times before, perhaps the phrase the goodbye young is real and the direction of the world is heading, that's a factual optimism I could get taken out before it gets there too thickly. However, in objective terms, a dork who talks to stuffed animals and goes to their grandmother twice a week to help them, and is such a living joke, Omega Twit is taken out. I know the same way fascism always does, and that is by gas chambers. There are far too many biases above and below, and a few like patterns speak for themselves. I am shocked the asteroid didn't hit the Earth or Moon, because listening to experts or science isn't really that cool or in these days, to say the least. In fact, such sounds like one of those services they deem unnecessary and shut down among so many others. I do need to keep this short, because I most likely surely am helping. My uncle dropped trilliums up the side of the hill this afternoon. I really do dislike the tone my stream of consciousness creations have been taking lately, yet not unlike AI, it is likely just the pattern emerging, to which in objective terms most likely wouldn't be that optimistic. It's the abyss, and it comes down towards the meaning is to kindle a light in the darkness, and that is likely one of the divides Sam Vann takes note of, in that the narcissist and the psychopath allow their idealism and caring towards others die as they drift into the abyss, becoming it. Sorta like Nietzsche saying, look into the dark far enough you then become it. I guess this is why the hippies smoked pot and did mushrooms. Yet as an Omega half-wit dork thingy, I guess I got my talking to stuffed animals. I sense Bustamante might be a cerebral narcissist in terms, it seems the principle is the religion to them. In my own life, I aspire to be a sissy person for many reasons, including if I face a problem it may allow me to be a better realist. The irony is the abyss is likely descending far worse, so real I might as well read Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning as I could be in few years living it factually. In Ravenloft it is very notable, only more so the question if you just fade to the scenery becoming a monster like everything else is huge. As a metaprogrammer of the nervous system, what is real is measured by weak neural imprints that vary, as real as every household is a different reality. And as Breitbart Raccoon grabs Pink the Skunk into their embraces, they leap into the idealist hippie clown car. It is not the dawn of a new day just to be that weirdo sissy creature fairy dragonette, so factually, as healthy as it gets in this landscape. Fa.